As well as the property and psychological damage, attention's also turning to a horror season predicted ahead this summer. Yep, we're only in spring at this point. There's no end in sight to the debate on the role climate change has played in this heightening bushfire emergency. Former fire chiefs are stepping up their calls for action. There are also questions on what can practically be done to face the looming fire threat in the coming months, as Gavin Coote reports.
In the modern era of firefighting, it's people like Harley McKillop who are finding themselves more run off their feet than ever. He provides aircraft for water bombing and also runs a maintenance workshop for those used in the bushfire response.
Yeah, reasonably hectic, I suppose, this week, you would say. Thank goodness it didn't turn out as bad as what they were predicting. All aircraft are out, they're all working, and I think they're even bringing some other assets in from overseas at this stage.
But as the immediate bushfire threat subsides, much of the attention is focused on the season ahead.
We all are expecting a horrendous summer. So, I mean, just naturally as a business, you gear up yourself.
And as summer edges closer, a group of former emergency bosses are becoming frustrated with a lack of action on what they say is the core cause of these events, climate change. Mike Brown is one of them. As the former head of Tasmania's fire service, he's noticed bushfire seasons getting longer due to a drier climate.
I've had 39 years of Tasmania fire service and I didn't see too many dry lightning strikes earlier on in my career. But now, and due to climate change, we're seeing this as a regular event.
Mike Brown is one of 23 members of the group Emergency Leaders for Climate Action. They say they requested a meeting with the Prime Minister early this year, but were knocked back. Now the group has secured a meeting with the Federal Emergency Services Minister, David Littleproud. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins wants the politics to be taken out of climate change so that real action can be taken.
None of us can understand why climate change in Australia is so political. In the UK, the Conservatives said years ago, Margaret Thatcher said this is a major problem. But in Australia, it's a major demarcation.
But one former fire chief isn't convinced action on climate change will help abate the bushfire threat anytime soon. Roger Underwood has half a century of experience in bushfire management in Western Australia, including as the boss of Conservation and Land Management.
They are people who think, firstly, that the way to fix the bushfire situation is to fix the climate, and fixing the climate is something that's very difficult to do, if impossible. And even if you knew how to fix the climate, it might take you 20 or 30 years to fix it. So they're talking through their hats.
But many leaders in bushfire-affected areas want the threat of climate change to be taken seriously. Carol Sparks is the mayor of Glen Innes in northern New South Wales, where a 20,000-hectare fire is burning nearby. She's worried about what's in store as the climate continues to dry and water for firefighting becomes more scarce.
It's about what are we going to do for the future and the hot weather that's coming. So, yeah, that's a big question and we've got to go to the scientists and the experts to get those answers.
One of those scientists believes there's little more they can do than simply presenting the facts. Rachel Nolan is a research fellow in fire ecology at the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment.
That's a little bit of a larger discussion that I guess the public and the politicians need to be having, but certainly climate change we know is having an impact on Australia's fires and on our forests.
That's fire ecologist Rachel Nolan ending Gavin Coote's report.